Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara joins us this morning. First of all, sir, thank you so much for joining us in these unusual times. First of all, compliment to you. You're doing a great job keeping the information flowing from City Hall. And I have to tip my cap to Sandra Martell, the Winnebago County Health Department Director. She is amazing.
Yeah, she's really done a wonderful job, and I appreciate the kind words about the city team. We're all obviously unprecedented times, but everyone is working together, and quite honestly, I think we're prepared incredibly well, and everyone's handling this with cool and calm and collaboration, which is exactly what you want to see under these types of circumstances.
So obviously, talking about businesses being affected and closures and such, we put together in our company a page of open restaurants. We're promoting go support local businesses. I know you have that same mentality, and that's got to be a big concern for the city.
Certainly. I've met with probably now 40 to 70 different business owners. Today I have a conference call with probably the similar number of business owners, and we're trying to do what we can to support them at the state or at the city level, and then advocating for them at the state and federal. So some things that citizens should be aware of is, number one, from the city of Rockford standpoint, we standed up our emergency operations center last week before many other communities did. That emergency operations center allows all of us to work together to make sure and ensure that citizens are getting reliable information, and that we are sharing that information and deploying our resources accordingly. We also, because the city needs to continue to provide essential basic services to citizens, if that's water, if that's a light pole that comes down, things of that nature, we have deployed new practices at City Hall for teleworking, as well as sick leave policies to ensure that we keep our employees safe, but that also ensures that our employees can continue to deliver services. And I want citizens to know that we are ready for really anything that comes our way, because I think the restrictions are just going to get firmer and firmer for municipalities, and quite honestly, I think they're going to come down even from the federal level as well. So we're ready. But for businesses, we certainly want people to support local businesses. And to support local businesses, we have ensured that we're never going to shut off someone's water that's for a resident or a business for non-payment. We also have waived electronic bill paying fees. We've also waived phone paying fees so that people don't need to come in. They can stay at home where they should be. And still be able to pay those bills, but also understand that the financial situation for many Rockfordians has changed drastically over the last week. If they can't pay, we're not going to shut them off. We'll defer those payments for a period of time as we get through this. We've also worked with the Rockford Local Development Corporation that handles our revolving loan program to small businesses, and I asked them to defer payments on those loans to our small businesses. They have graciously agreed to do that, and we're also encouraging other financial institutions to follow our suit and defer these payments so businesses can continue to stay open, continue to pay their employees as much as possible. We've also deferred liquor license renewal fees for a minimum of 60 days. They still will submit the paperwork to us, but the actual fee is deferred so that they can keep that money on hand where it's needed the most right now. And then from the state and federal level, we're obviously advocating as loudly and sometimes showing a bit of frustration and fighting for our small businesses, because it's shameful that the Senate has not passed the Families First bill that the Congress passed. In Congress, it was a bipartisan bill, but here in the Senate, they continue to delay it. And that's huge things for citizens, family medical leave, things of that nature that are critical, that our federal government really needs to step up the action that they're providing, because I really break things down into a couple of buckets, Steve. number one is we need the federal government to work with one sound voice and provide some calmness and some stability and leadership. Mm-hmm. Two, we need to make sure that our federal government are getting our health facilities the equipment that they need, the personal protective equipment that our medical professionals who are truly heroes need. And third, they need to act immediately on a major economic stimulus, probably one that many of us who are alive today have never seen before, to ensure that our economy continues to go, because we will get through this, and we're going to get through this together. But when we get through this, and to get us through this, the federal government's going to need to step in and provide us a major economic stimulus for all of our citizens as well as small businesses.
Yeah, I know a lot of citizens are worried about their mortgages and going into bankruptcy and such, so that is a very good point. With that being said, are you in constant contact with the governor of the state of Illinois, Mr. Pritzker?
So I've probably spoken personally with the governor four times in the last 5 days, 6 days, and I've spoken with leaders in his administration numerous times every single day. So we are in close contact with the governor's office.
Yeah, being that we are the third largest city in the state of Illinois, I would hope that would be the case. Are you also communicating with our other cities, Belvedere, Freeport, DeKalb, and Beloit and such?
Yeah, so this morning I hosted a teleconference with the mayors of and the presidents of every city and village inside Winnebago County. And again, I'd say citizens should be really proud of their leadership. All the leaders of these cities and villages are taking this incredibly seriously. We're sharing information. We're sharing resources. Good examples of this is we have some smaller water utilities that, there's one or two people who know how to operate that water utility in certain villages and townships. Well, the city of Rockford may have more staff and more expertise, so we can step in and assist these villages and towns if something, really horrible happened to one of these employees. So we are creating contingency plans and then contingency plans for our contingency plans. We're really fortunate that we have leaders who are taking this serious at the mayor level and the president level of villages and cities in Winnebago County. And yes, we are in constant communication.
Well, that's why I bring it up, because communication is the best way to keep, false information being out there. Resources for Rockfordians to go to get the facts and not all the false truths.
So number one, I would say, and this may sound somewhat funny, but I mean it very seriously, is, your uncle didn't just become a medical doctor. So don't trust every single thing that a family member or a neighbor or someone that you see on social media posts. So go to reliable sources of information for news. Steve, you're one of those reliable sources. It's incumbent on you, and you do a great job of making sure that you fact-check information before you all put it out.
Right.
So sources like our news organizations, which I think are doing a great job of really vetting all the information that's coming in, because we're all getting inundated with information, and we all have to vet it, make sure it's reliable, and then push it out. But citizens can go to the City of Rockford's website. We've also created a page on our website called Preparing for COVID-19. They should also be going to the Winnebago County Health Department's website, and that's you can go to www.wchd.org. They can also go to the Illinois Department of Public Health website, and they can also go to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC website. Those are reliable sources of information. I'd also urge many people choose not to go to websites anymore, and they get their information from social media. So the City of Rockford's rapidly putting out information on our social media networks and outlets, as well as Winnebago County Health Department. Those locally are the best ones, I think, to get the most up-to-date immediate information, but also we have great news organizations, and you're doing a wonderful job of pushing that out as well.
Thanks. Well, my thought is, we all have kids in different schools or are not in schools now, and you have a city to run. You also have your own family. How are you managing all this time constraints now on you?
So before this happened, I had a wife I don't deserve, and today I still have a wife I don't deserve. My wife Sarah has been really a saint. I'm not home really much at all, except to sleep a handful of hours and come back to work. So my wife's done an amazing job. I'm fortunate to have a family that's very supportive of us, and, you know, having nephews and nieces coming over to watch kids and things of that nature. My concern is for, obviously, my family. We're making sure that they're staying healthy, and we're also, that concern is spread to my broader family, which is the city of Rockford, and our kids are most important, as well as our seniors. So we're doing what families need to do. We're taking care of each other. We're also checking, both my parents are older and in the vulnerable population, and one is receiving treatment. So we are really closely monitoring family members, close family members, but also making sure that I check in with all the senior living facilities every single day. Right. I'm checking in with the living facilities, but I'm also checking in with the health systems every day. So, as you said, we're in that constant communication.
Well, we do appreciate your passion for local businesses, the small business owners in Rockford and all state of Illinois as well. I bet you won't be complaining anymore about pothole calls anymore after all this settles down, huh?
No, I won't. I long for the day that those are the calls I'm getting, because the last week has certainly been something, quite honestly, I've never seen, and I don't think anyone has ever seen. But, you know, it gets back to the very beginning of things. You have to have really wonderful people working around you, people who are smarter than yourself, and we have that at the city. Every single one of our department heads has done an unbelievable job and is working night and day to make sure that we take care of these challenges, take them in stride. We try to be as calm and collected as we can. We're trying to take in as much information, process it, and then get it back out to citizens. So all of them are doing just an amazing job. Our police and fire are still responding to every single call. Our healthcare workers are, you know, really the heroes of today, putting their own lives at risk every single day for all of us. They always do that, but I think in times like this, we certainly appreciate them. And we're all Rockfordians, and we're all in this together, and we're all going to get through this together.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Try to get some rest, and we will stay in touch, as you would say, with us, and we'll keep that information flowing.
Whenever you need an update, just give me a call. Really appreciate all the work that you are doing. You're really helping extend the arm of our communications, and it truly is appreciated to me, so thank you.
Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara.